we have something to discuss here about an alien, potentially. Miami police clearing up some conspiracy theories about a recent invasion. On New Year's Day, a large police presence was caught on video surrounding a mall in Miami. Perhaps you saw this. A video posted online claiming it was due to an alien sighting in that area. So what really happened?
Look at that police presence. That's for a fight. Come on.
Police say a group of 50 teenagers started a fight after setting off fireworks, looting. The alien, in air quotes, in the video was really just a tall person walking.
It was not. Who said that? Where'd that come from?
It's according to police reports.
Police did not say the alien was just a tall person.
Well, I said the tall part. The alien, they said it was just a person walking.
A 9-foot person?
Well, this does remind me of other stories where you guys have believed that, remember that story, was it Vegas, where
yes.
the aliens were in the backyard and then they
got... Remember that cell phone video?
That,
gone.
Right. No video of it.
Gone.
And the claim from the Vegas story was that these 10-foot creatures and got
into... 8, 9, or 10-foot-like human-like creature.
Yeah, 8, 9, or 10, and then they got into some SUVs.
They took the top off
some
the Jeep.
Black SUVs and drove off.
But now, how'd they fit in there?
They took the top off the Jeep. That's why I said that in advance.
Because
I
knew
you were
going
to try
off.
To. Yeah, you got to take the top off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was like an extended G-Wagon or something. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you guys think happened here?
A couple things. With this alien situation, it is interesting that they are all tall. So we need to start considering that now in terms of our knowledge of aliens and when they come.
So,
you're only 5'6" in your earthly body, because we know there's some things we question about Lady Sintafanti. But it is interesting now that the news that does come out about aliens, just in case we thought they were little tiny green men, these are some tall bad boys. So we might want to think about what our approach would be if something was to happen.
That brings us to a new season of Paranormally Speaking. I'm your host, Neil Parks, the host with not that much really, but I would say the most. I've been doing this for 6 seasons now. This is episode 1 of season 6, and I've got a lot to cover considering what happened or allegedly happened on January 1st at the Miami Mall. If you're familiar with the Bayside Mall in Miami, there was allegedly a mass alien invasion or alien sighting. No one was harmed by any aliens, however. But the cover story is that police showed up because groups and groups of teenagers were setting off fireworks and beating one another with sticks in the mall and in the streets. And there were thousands of people running in every direction because of said fireworks, thinking it was an active shooter, and because of countless teenagers beating one another with sticks. Now, everyone's seen the footage of the large amount of police officers that showed up. Well over 50 police cars were there. And on top of that, you have the place being swarmed with SWAT and police helicopters overhead. And in the end, only 4 teenagers were arrested in connection with anything close to pertaining to like gang violence or vandalism or fighting or releasing fireworks inside the mall. Now, what's really crazy is there's CCTV footage rolling around from an actual closed circuit television surveillance camera near one of the mall stores, and it captures in the middle of like the food court area all these people standing around looking at their phones, looking at inside the stores looking at each other and talking. It's just a normal day, January 1st, 2024. And all of a sudden, this strange portal-like thing opens that looks like something straight out of Doctor Strange, the Marvel Cinematic Universe Doctor Strange superhero comic book series. And the minute that opens up, everyone scatters. I don't know if it emitted a sound. I don't know if it emitted like a high level of heat. But all I know is when that video shows this portal opening up, everyone runs like something loud just happened. And it was as bright as the sun when it opened. And then the source of light started to shrink down more. Then it completely disappeared. Now, one of the eyewitnesses that has been going onto the internet and talking about what he saw while he was there, he was up on the second level of the mall looking down at all of these people running around and recorded a lot of it. And then his phone failed all of a sudden. It just stopped recording. So instead, he came home after all of this happened and released a video the next day sketching out what he saw happen as far as a portal opening up. The portal that he saw, he said, was like a blue and yellow with a tinge of purple. And it was bright when it started. And then the light started to come down a little bit to where you could actually look at it. And when he was sketching this, he was talking about a giant leg and foot stepping out of it and a giant arm and what appeared to be a giant head peering out of it. And then it went back in and the portal closed. But before he saw anything like that, he saw four strange-looking individuals. He said they were human, but they were wearing like black fatigue, almost like military fatigue, but it was all black, no camouflage. And they had huge backpacks, almost like proton packs from the Ghostbusters. And they had some kind of a strange square device, like about the size of a normal box, maybe a 14 by 14 size. And he said it was black and had lights all over it. And they walked over and sat it in the middle of the mall floor and then used some kind of a handheld device and pressed something on that and it activated that box. And the box started cracking and popping and offering, creating this weird electronic sound. And then all of a sudden, this giant portal opens up, somehow connected to that box they were walking around with. And they had these strange glasses on, almost like welding glasses, but it wasn't covering their entire face, and they had their hoods pulled up. But he could make out their faces, and he said they all looked the same, really pale white skin, and they had on these welding glasses, and they were wearing gloves and walking around in black fatigue and had on some kind of weird black rubber boots. And they were activating this box in several different areas in the mall. And each time one of those strange portals would open, some kind of a giant humanoid-looking creature that looked almost like dark green or black would pop its head and arm and leg out. And one he saw at a distance, well over 10 feet tall, walking around the mall, knocking people over. Not like attacking people or picking them up or hurting anyone, but just as he'd walk, the thing would fling its arms around and knock people down. And then there was a sound of what sounded like gunshots. And he's thinking that there may have been someone, the typical good guy with the gun theory, there may have been someone armed in the mall and started opening fire on one of these things, whether it be mall security or a person with a firearm. And that's when everyone went nuts and started running outside. And he didn't see groups of teenagers fighting. That happened out in the parking lot. Not really sure what sparked that. But for 50 police officers to show up and to have helicopters swarming the area and SWAT show up. And the reserves even got a call to come in and assist in case this was a full-scale invasion, said a source that will remain anonymous, that the reserves were called in case this was a full-scale invasion. That's one of the reasons why the flights were grounded in the Miami area. There were no flyovers. There were no planes allowed to leave or land for about 2 or 3 hours until this got handled. There were three black SUVs that showed up and men in suits that pulled up to the mall and ran in. At that point, there were no more visible portals. There were no more 10-foot humanoids sighted or talked about, and every person that was an alleged eyewitness or who actually came forward and said what they saw were taken into a back secure room where security would often interview people, and they took the men in the suits took them back there, and then they came out saying they saw nothing. So whether they used a process of hypnosis or mind control, it's anyone's guess. But that is what I'm starting this season off with. The alien invasion of January 1st, 2024 at the Mall of Miami. Please hold for an important message from one of my sponsors.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Okay, and now to our number one trending story on CBSMiami.com.
It involves talk of alien sightings at Bayside Marketplace. On New Year's Day, there was a massive police response in downtown Miami. More than 50 young people armed with sticks began fighting. Police say juveniles were also setting off fireworks, causing chaos.
So now people are posting online saying that police weren't there to handle a group of rowdy teens, but rather 8 to 10 feet tall shadowy aliens. Conspiracy theories are saying a big creature could be seen standing in front of the entrance to the shopping area, Bayside. Today, the phrases Miami Mall and aliens of Miami have been among the top 10 searches on Twitter's trending tab. Twitter, of course, now called X. And Google News even has several reports questioning the event.
So we reached out to the Miami Police Department. They issued a statement saying in part, quote, there were no aliens, UFOs, or ETs. No airports were closed. No power outages. Facepalm emoji was included in the statement. And to read up on the story that has gone viral, just head to our website at CBSMiami.com.
Read all you want, but remember, no aliens.
Miami Mall aliens, fact check, and cops address Nephilim-like creature that was allegedly caught on video. Now, I've seen this, and I'm sure you can too. If you go on TikTok or YouTube or even Google and search for surveillance, look for it, you will find it looks like a giant walking around the front of the mall. And the police did address that video and said it was just a very tall person. A very tall person. So apparently the NBA was touring the mall that day, and some of their more sizable characters were present during this invasion. A video showing a sizable figure, coined by social media users as a Nephilim-like creature, emerged during an emergency response at the Miami Mall. The video showing this figure sparked speculation of an alien invasion, and the individual who shared the video on social media asserted discovering a gray creature after zooming in on TikTok videos. Despite these claims, a spokesperson for the Miami Police Department dismissed all theories, clarifying that what appeared to be in the clip was simply the shadow of three people walking close together. The shadow of three people walking close together. When you compare this one image of this, I'm just going to say it, it's a giant humanoid. That's what it looks like to me. That's what it looks like to the police who addressed it and said it was a very tall person walking along in front of, and what's really weird is a lot of these videos are showing giant humanoid creatures, and then they simply vanish, and they reappear at another part. It's almost like they have some kind of a malfunctioning cloaking device. I don't know if this is like a Star Trek Insurrection thing where they are watching us in secret and something happened where a disturbance disrupted their cloaking devices and they were made visible, causing havoc. The speculations of an alien invasion. I mean, despite these claims, the spokesperson for the Miami Police Department dismissed all theories, clarifying that what appeared in the clip was simply the shadow of a person walking, even though the same police said it was a very tall person. And what is seen in this clip of someone walking, if you look at the bottom of the shadow, you can see the person. No creature, the spokesperson told TMZ. Another video showed around 60 police cars and helicopters responding to the mall, and reports suggested the massive police presence was in response to teens causing chaos, fighting, and launching fireworks. A lot of people that were inside the mall never said anything about fireworks or hearing massive explosions or fireworks being set off. A lot of these people are saying they saw strange portals being opened, what could only be described as a portal, and an atmospheric disturbance, causing many people to feel weak, fatigued, dizzy, disoriented, and bewildered by what they were witnessing. However, social media users questioned the rationale behind such an extensive police response for a reported teen fight that only resulted in 4 arrests. To have that many police officers, SWAT present, the reserves being called, and 3 black SUVs with men in suits showing up. Anyone know what's going on in Miami within police? 60 cars. Power cut off to 6,100 in homes and malls and businesses. All fights, incoming, outgoing cut off, all the flights, apparently for a handful of teens with sticks fighting in a mall, one person asked. Flights were grounded for 2 hours. Power was out in several businesses and homes. 6,100 people without power. From teens at the Miami Mall fighting with sticks and using fireworks, there's something deeper going on. Another person asked, have you all heard about this happening in Miami today? Just showed up and looked at this story, and it seems really strange. Why would 60 to 70 police officers, the FAA, close airspace, and multiple power outages of the mall and the surrounding area, all for kids with sticks running through a mall? Does this sound legit to you? A circulating witness account video added intrigue. The person claimed to have seen the creature at the mall, describing shadows following him and his girlfriend. Later, the man released another video saying he was just trolling and that he was never at the mall. However, surveillance on their closed CCTV cameras that were working showed him and his girlfriend in the mall. So for him to backtrack and say otherwise shows that someone got to him.
Rumors of aliens invading Miami are going viral on social media.
This is for real, folks. The conspiracy theory stems from a large police presence at Bayside Marketplace on New Year's Day. Take a good look at your screen. Are those aliens walking in front of Bayside Marketplace in downtown Miami? Online conspiracy theorists are saying that shadowy figure, not far from parked Miami police cars, appears to be an alien.
Honestly, I think it looks pretty real to me. Alien look pretty chill.
I'd be friends with an alien. I think it'd be pretty cool.
The viral video was allegedly taken during that massive police presence at Bayside on New Year's Day. Crowds of young people armed with sticks began fighting. Police say juveniles were also setting off fireworks that some believed was gunfire, resulting in chaos.
There's a big crowd of people running out of Bayside and kind of grouping up outside. And then we hear more commotion, and now they're all just running through the streets, running between cars, almost getting hit by cars. It was like absolute chaos.
Now, rumors are circulating on social media saying police weren't there to handle a group of rowdy teens, but rather 8 to 10 feet tall shadow aliens.
But the real question is, are they friendly? Are they after us? Are they going to attack us? Are they going to do world domination on us? Who knows, man?
The phrases Miami Mall and aliens in Miami have been among the top 10 searches on Twitter's trending tab. And Google News even has several reports questioning the event. Miami police saying in part, there were no aliens, UFOs, or ETs. No airports were closed. No power outages. The statement ended with a facepalm emoji. Now, to read up on the story, and a lot of people are interested in the story because it's gone viral. Check it out for yourself. Go to our website, cbsmiami.com, and the police were very emphatic. There were no aliens.
Yeah, no aliens, but you can file this one definitely on the Only in South Florida tab.
People love it. People want to talk about it.
Thanks for good conversation.
It sure does, yeah.
Fantastic. Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries. Log on to www.theufostore.com and request a free UFO store catalog. Theufostore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the internet.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
That's terrific.
And I'm back. No one's really talking about the mass UFO sightings in the Miami area that took place the night before this alleged alien encounter, as well as the night of Christmas Eve, mass UFO sightings in the Miami area. Now, conspiracy theorists are convinced that shadow aliens are loose in Miami, and cops turn up because of teens brawling and shooting fireworks at the Bayside Market. This happened on New Year's Day, of course, and somehow it turned into a regular X-File. The Miami police showed up in force to respond to a disturbance at a downtown open-air mall on New Year's Day after reports of teens brawling and setting off fireworks, ultimately arresting only four individuals between 14 and 16. However, there's footage of the chaos and dozens of cop cars lined up along Bayside Market, making the rounds online in the following days. It wasn't long before a cohort of conspiracists had invented a very different story befitting the X-Files. And I'm not entirely convinced of the police report. I'm not saying that it was an alien invasion. I'm not saying that it was anything to do that resulted in just four teenagers being arrested with the mass amount of authorities present. Probably something else completely and entirely different and has nothing to do with aliens at all or just unruly teenagers. A lot of people are crying Project Bluebeam, which is the project involving holographic imagery used to strike fear and control the masses. A lot of conspiracy theorists on the far right believe that Project Bluebeam will be used to create an alien invasion scenario where, in fact, it is the Antichrist using that to gain power and the trust of people who are believers in Christ, and that Project Bluebeam is used to deceive them, confuse them, and get them to follow the Antichrist unwittingly. And then you have conspiracy theorists on the far left who always think that it's aliens. They always believe it's some kind of an outside intergalactic threat or something from an alternate dimension or alternate reality. I mean, there's some truth to both, but I don't necessarily feel that this encounter is either. I just think it's poor communication and way too many police to be present during something just as simple as a teenage squabble, if that, in fact, is the case. Now, on Friday, Miami Mall trended on X, which is formerly Twitter. So stupid to change the name, but that's what billionaires do. A platform that owner Elon Musk has said, needs to become by far the most accurate source of information about the world. But the top posts were from misinformation and conspiracy theory accounts, many favored by the site's algorithm, thanks to their PAD verification badges. Speculating that the heavy police presence indicated a government cover-up. That has sometimes been the case, yes, I agree. Of what, you ask? Oh, probably some 10-foot aliens. The cool thing about aliens, however, they do come in different shapes and sizes, and different colors, different faces, so they could be giant. They could be blobs. They could be sources of light. And shadow creatures were cited as well, too. I don't know where my mind went there. Sorry, I shut down for a moment. The term Nephilim, referring to the mysterious beings mentioned in the Hebrew Bible and also the Old Testament, which is used by modern Christians, sometimes portrayed as giants or fallen angels, also briefly trending on X, though video of such characters were very hard to come by. It's like some of the worst footage you've ever seen of these alleged shadows of giant alien beings, almost like they were filmed with a toaster or a shoe. Some misleading tweets falsely claimed that there was no media coverage of the incident, baselessly reporting that individuals had fired guns at the shadow beings and overstated the extent of the lockdown in the area. Police had to shut down about 6 blocks of traffic, and the number of vehicles likely to had more to do with the fireworks causing panic about a possible mass shooting. A few implied that it was all intended as a distraction from the unsealing of the documents released to sex traffickers, Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, and other viral posts, including one that incorrectly referenced the havoc unfolding on Thursday rather than Monday in a TikTok that the user later confirmed was a trollish joke, purported to be eyewitness accounts of supernatural phenomenon. Collectively, these posts have been viewed millions of times. This reminds me a lot of the public reading of War of the Worlds in the 1950s. So many people had no idea it was just a radio broadcast. Panic ensued. Hysteria took over the streets. People were jumping out of windows. People were shooting themselves, thinking that we were under a full-scale alien invasion and that our cities were being decimated and our people being vaporized. And that is why you have to be wary of what you listen to, what you read, who you hear. I've said this for years. You need to second guess everything you hear. Believe half of what you see and none of what you hear. That warning stands true to this day in the 21st century. Things are only going to get more confusing. Things are only going to get more loud. And when a majority of us spend most of our time staring down at our phones and not looking up in front of us or the sky above us, it will be far easier to control the masses and confuse the population. Please hold for an important message from one of my sponsors. Available to order now, my first audiobook, Neil Parks Presents Truly Terrifying Tales, narrated by me. It's ready to order and download on Bandcamp.com. My other books, of course, are always available to order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Lulu.com. You can also order t-shirts that I designed that I normally sell at conventions, festivals, lectures, and my book signings. I always have the 9-inch tall 3D printed Bigfoot silhouettes available, and last spring my first children's book was released. It was written by my good friend and fellow author, R.L. Walker. I illustrated this book, and it was a major shift in gears for me, considering that my writing and art style has always been dark and scary. To order any of what I just mentioned, you can also go to my email, which is parksparanormal@gmail.com. That is parksparanormal@gmail.com. Standing by. And that's all I've got for this week. I just wanted to start the season right in the new year with a fun retelling of what happened in Miami. It could be bigger than what it really was. It could be a huge nothing burger. The alt-right loves to use that term, nothing burger. Everything's a nothing burger. Anyway, that's it for this episode for this week. Next week, I'll be back with more strange and unusual fun facts, anecdotes, a little bit of my personal opinion and take on things. I try not to steer you one way or the other with my own personal opinion. I present the stories. I present the facts. I present what people are saying, the rumors, the lies, hints and allegations. I'm all about just sharing the source. I'm the conduit, the go-between of the shit that's out there. And I dig through it to find the truth. That's what I've been trying to do for 6 seasons now. And I hope you've enjoyed the ride. If you remember last summer, that wacky woman, or they called her wacky anyway, who refused to sit on the plane before leaving, saying that she was not going to sit back there because that MF-er was not real, indicating that the person they were, or the thing they were trying to sit her next to, may have been a shapeshifter. It's anyone's guess. Of course, she came to the surface maybe a week after that. But if you compare the two, the woman in the original video freaking out saying that she's not going to sit next to that person because they're not real, compared to her when she appeared on TMZ a week later talking about how she just had a panic attack. It was not the same person. And that is where I will side with the conspiracy theorists on this, whether it be the far-right conspiracy theorists or the far-left. I'm in here in the middle trying to make sense of it all. It goes for the same with the political landscape. I don't subscribe to the far-right. I don't subscribe to the far-left. I'm in the middle trying to dig through the trash and figure out what's really going on. There's red flags everywhere. There's distractions everywhere. And her story is one of those distractions. Could this be another false flag story, distracting us from something even bigger, whether it be the Epstein names of all of those who are really at the sex island and involved in human trafficking? Could Hillary Clinton have had someone killed as a result of that? This is stuff that people always speculate. Hillary Clinton is what they called her. That woman has no more control over having people bumped off than John Gotti does currently because, well, he's dead. But not by the hands of Hillary Clinton. Anyway, that's all for this week. Thank you for sticking with me this long. And I will catch you next week. And enjoy the ride and have a great weekend.
Yeah.